We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, the empty seat takeover hack is absolutely genius. If you're going to be flying on an airplane sometime soon, this is pretty incredible. This lady came up with it, and it's getting quite the online reaction this morning. Cops praising the Disney Cruise ship crew for helping to save a father and daughter who fell overboard. Maybe you saw this video. Pretty dramatic stuff on a Disney cruise. Walmart is set to open what they're calling dark stores. Does this mean all the lights will be off? Dark stores, what does this mean? Will there be one or maybe more coming to our area? We will take a look at that this morning. 30 things that used to be normal in society but are now illegal. Yes, you need to behave yourself. Avoid committing crimes. 30 things we used to do, and this is just a little trip down memory lane. You're going to enjoy this because here's how I used to do that. I still do that, but don't tell anybody. The food that experts are warning this morning you should not eat before bed. It will give you nightmares. I used to work with a guy who swore by this. We always made fun of him. He says, don't eat pizza before going to bed. And there's a good reason why. We'll share those details with you. 7 in 10 Gen Zs carry this accessory item with them everywhere they go. And it's not a phone. But next to a phone, this is Gen Z's go-to accessory item that they've got to have. Oh, incoming. Duck, incoming. Oh, it was great. Jerry, not yet. Jerry, did you like those ones? Jerry. It's too soon, Jerry. Jerry, this is just the start of the show, Jerry. What did you do? Thanks for coming out, ladies and gentlemen. Nah, I'm kidding. That is part of the fireworks we had at the Riverbank Discovery Center. And they were all over the place. That's the one in Brandon. It was a wonderful day. The weather was fantastic. The only real bump in the road for Canada Day celebrations yesterday was in Winnipeg. They had three. Assiniboine Park had a celebration. It was okay. Assiniboine Downs had a celebration. It was okay. But the fireworks were to be had at the Downs and at the stadium. And there was going to be a big rec concert at Winnipeg Stadium too, and they couldn't get that thing to go because a storm had moved in, and the storm had moved to the south end of the city. Assiniboine Downs was able to get their fireworks off, but the Winnipeg Stadium fireworks did not go. I don't know if they're going to have a makeup date for that or what. Big Wreck got 2 songs in. That was about it. They had to leave the stage. So I scaled back. My hot dog count was only 6 this weekend. Only 6. But you can bet every single one had a bun from Kuiper's Family Bakery. Oh, they're so delicious. You can't have a hot dog without the hot dog bun from Kuiper's Family Bakery. The best in Manitoba. Best hamburger buns, too. Monster cookies and more. You'll find Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. Now passing Tesla as the number one EV brand in Canada, General Motors, and the number one place to get them is, of course, at Murray GM in Brandon. A tremendous selection, a fully trained staff, including mechanic staff, and they've got all the models that you know and love. So take one for a test drive this summer at Westman's number one EV dealership. That's Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And at App Law Office, if you're going to be buying or selling some real estate this summer, please remember our friends at App Law Office. Trusted legal support with a personal touch. They'll do your real estate law, corporate restructuring, and they'll also help you out with some wills and estates, some future planning if you would. And you'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, right across from the RBC on 18th Street. Just before the weekend, there was quite the incident that happened on a Disney cruise. Somebody falls overboard. Apparently, that happened to a young girl. And, of course, as any dad would,
You know, if you're on a vacation and somebody in your family goes overboard, you wouldn't even think about it. It's just like a reaction to jump in after them. And that's exactly what happened. And although the dad is being hailed as a hero, the sheriff's department is also saying that the Disney crew were quick to act as well. Broward County Sheriff's Office telling TMZ the Disney crew was crucial in rescuing the dad and his daughter because, simply put, they were well-trained and well-prepared.
They both survived just that fall, which is amazing, and then had to wait for the boat to stop, turn around. They sent out the rescue tender, which brought them both back to the ship safely.
I have to say that the fall, you mentioned the fall itself could cause severe injury. I mean, that, you know, hitting the water that high is sometimes like hitting cement. So it's kind of miraculous both of them are okay.
It's still a little unclear exactly how she got up.
Four stories. Falling four stories. Holy cow.
Completely fine. That the dad's completely fine. I mean, treaded water, I think, for like 15, 20 minutes, Harvey, because like you said, the boat was moving still. So they had to like spot them. And, you know, they sent in the little rescue boat. So he was just out in the water, treading water with his daughter.
So you got to wonder, I mean, since he clearly jumped immediately, she was in eyeshot of him.
Right.
And then you got to wonder, what was the situation where she's on the balcony? We don't know the answer to that.
No, but I'm sure that's an investigation that they're running on the ship. And I'm sure if mom was nearby, she is also running an investigation.
This story is so incredible, so awesome that the dad and the daughter are okay. Everybody is okay. And again, the Disney crews got out to literally the Disney cruise crew got out into the ocean and rescued the two of them. And they're safe and sound and okay. And didn't break any bones falling four stories into the ocean. Dana is our latest winner of Gary Lavoc's tickets. Of course, he's the lead singer of Rascal Flatts. Did you know they have 17 number one hit singles? 17. So 17 times 4 minutes per song, he's probably just going to do number one hit after number one hit after number one hit after, and then the concert's over. It's going to be so awesome. July the 12th, we got another pair of tickets we're giving away now. A couple of the cover tunes that went to the top of the charts included Walking in Memphis and from Cars, Life is a Highway. So we're going to ask you on Facebook, what is your favorite cover tune ever? Not done by the original artist. We would like to know that. And you could be off to see Gary Lavox. We'll do the draw on Friday's show. And so a tight window on this one, but we've got yet another pair of tickets to be given away leading up our final pair before the big show on the 12th. And we hope that we'll be able to do some live streaming from the Sky Dancer on the 12th from the ticket pickup party. You too should come and join us. Gary Lavox show, Saturday show, July the 12th, outdoor show, beer gardens. Hopefully weather is fantastic. If you didn't get a chance to get one of those Tim Hortons donuts yesterday, you missed out because everyone is loving these. The Canada Celebration Donut. Now, it's okay if you didn't have one yesterday. Just take your passport, turn it back into the passport office. No, again, I'm kidding. Look at how beautiful they are. Oh, and they're sweet. They're a little sweet. But you know what? You have them with a cup of coffee. They're delicious. So good. The Canada Celebration Donut, available throughout the summer, till mid-August, actually, at your local Tim Hortons. And, of course, we've got 10 great area locations where you can pick up this masterpiece. 10 area locations in Brandon, Verdun, Nipawin, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And a quick reminder, the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa, they've got a foam party happening, outdoor foam party happening tomorrow. If you're up at Riding Mountain National Park and you're in the Clear Lake area, Thursday, July 3rd and Wednesday, July 23rd, they start at 1 in the afternoon each day. Wet Sponge Water Wars, adults versus kids, an epic water gun battle at Clear Lake on the 4th of July from 1 until 3. And Ryan Murray is doing campfire jams this weekend. Check out all the details at elkhornresort.mb.ca. It's a good idea to stay away from dairy. Sweet dreams soured by dairy, researchers say. Oh, so you've had some weird and funky dreams, have you? I worked with a guy in Regina that used to say that. He'd say, oh, man, I had some pizza last night because my dreams were pretty awful. Sweet dreams soured by dairy. A new Canadian study Says consuming dairy may increase the likelihood of nightmares and poor quality sleep. About a third of respondents said they experience regular nightmares after drinking milk or eating cheese. They were quite interested in a phenomenon known as night eating. So people get out of bed and go get a snack out of the fridge and eat it and then go back to bed without any awareness of having done it. I worked with a girl whose husband was notorious for that, she said. She would tell me how her husband would get up in the middle of the night and she would go into the kitchen and find him in the kitchen face down in a bag of Oreo cookies. And she would say, hey, what's going on? Hey, are you okay? Is everything okay? Are you hungry? I can make you a sandwich or something like that. And he looks up from the bag of cookies and he's got a stunned look on his face. He's like, what? You're eating Oreo cookies? What? And it's like, he didn't even know he was sleep eating. He was in the cookies. That would be scary. I just try and stay away from pizza. But they say dairy. So that would go for ice cream too, milk, cheese. Donna is like this. She gets up, says Derek. Donna gets up. She grabs something to snack on and then goes back to bed. I think it's interesting when people get up and eat and they don't even realize they're doing it. Walmart dark stores. What are these? Are we getting one? A Walmart dark store. What do you think is happening here? You and I are not allowed to go into this. This does not look friendly. This reminds me of when we were talking about McDonald's last week and how it used to be that the McDonald's restaurants were always so fun. They were so fun and they had the bright colors and they had the clowns and the mascots. And now is this what a Walmart store is going to look like? Yes, this is the future, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they call a Walmart dark store. This is a fulfillment center. And these are going to be showing up in industrial areas across North America. So you're just going to be cruising around and all of a sudden you're going to say, hey, what the hell is a Walmart store there? Is that a store? No, it is. It's got the merchandise that you buy inside. But Walmart is coming after Amazon. These two are going to go head to head. They're going to battle it out. And so Walmart is repositioning. Still on that subject, though, online shopping, bad timing on Walmart's part, or is this just because of what's happening with the U.S. president? Online shopping seeing its biggest slowdown in over a decade as tariffs disrupt e-commerce. So we can thank Donnie for this one. Apparently, this is the first. It's an amazing breakthrough. Online shopping. Let's kill it. Almost all major product categories are experiencing significant declines, with the exception being grocery. Tariffs have been a catalyst for consumers to change their buying behavior. And 66% said they would seek domestic options if prices start to go up. 30 things that used to be normal but are illegal now. And I bet you some of these you did. Don't lie. It's confession time. Smoking at school. That is a big no-no. They used to be okay. Letting kids walk to school or other places by themselves. Some jurisdictions have outlawed that. Kids are not allowed to walk alone. There have been some cases in this country where parents have been charged for putting their 10 and 11-year-olds on a bus. And they have had to go to court. Can you imagine how bizarre that is? Going to court and, I mean, obviously if your kid is 10 or 11 and they're comfortable riding a transit bus, then that's, you know, I don't know. There's still a lot of bubble wrap going on, I guess. Number three, spanking in school. Oh, when I was in school, it happened all the time. It happened all the time. Kids got spanked. And not a good, you know. This is definitely not a good spanking. It was tough. It was a tough go. You're in deep caca, and chances are, to make matters worse, if you got the strap at school and came home and said, yeah, how was your school day? Well, I got the strap today. You're getting it a second time when you got home. Totally illegal now. Totally illegal, which is a good thing because society has improved. There is no problems in any school, anywhere, anyhow. Everyone is well behaved. There's never any kind of deviance or misbehavior at all. Everything is fixed. So this makes perfect sense. Cindy says the care home where I first worked had a smoking room. I used to work at the radio station, and we had a smoking room too that did not last long. In fact, when I first started in the radio business, you could smoke in the studio. Not for long. It was 1991. I bet it was 6 months. And then they said, no, you have to move it to a smoking room. Okay. So we all huddled into this little smoking room. Some people didn't even obey those rules because it's the radio station at that time was a 24-hour operation. People were smoking in a radio station. Who's going to know? Until the place burned down or all smoke alarms went off. Engineer would come in and say, guys, I can smell the smoke in the equipment. What the hell are you doing? It's not me. It's Bill. Quinton said he got the strap in grade 4. I am not at all surprised. But look at how that turned you around. Now you're an upstanding individual. Up until that point, it was questionable. Thankfully, today, all the kids are just perfect. MJ says there's still a smoking room for the residents in the care home where my dad lived. Holy cow. Cindy says my hubby got the strap a few times. I didn't, thankfully, but I sat beside some that did. And that's how I got good at it wasn't me, it was him, and then they'd get hauled off. I was very good at that. Not wearing a seatbelt. People used to make fun of people wearing a seatbelt. Alberta was first. I remember it. Our cousins came to visit. And I'm like, what are you doing? We're putting on our seatbelt. Why are you doing such a thing? Because it's the law. Not here, it isn't. Oh, no, it's the law in Alberta. I don't want to go to such a place. Because in Manitoba, I can stretch out on the back of the Pontiac that has a big bench seat that's about the size of 5 individuals. You could not just have 2 people getting cozy and rosy at a drive-in movie. You could pack the whole damn family in the back and head off to bingo or the Canada Day celebrations or whatever it is you want to go. And there's no seat belts. You didn't have this instance where it's like, do we have enough seat belts for everybody? Who cares? We would throw someone in the window. You'd throw someone in the back. Do you remember those? The cars were so big. They're like boats. And the back seat was this bench seat that fit like 20 people. And then the window also had a thing in the back. It used to get so hot in there. But it's like, go in the hot part. Go up there, Tyler. Go up there. Okay. No, you go. And then it's like, you go in the back, up into the window. God forbid if somebody got into a car accident.
Any attempt to restrict drinking and driving here is viewed by some as downright undemocratic.
It's kind of getting common this when a fella can't put in a hard day's work, put in 11, 12 hours a day, and then get in your truck and at least drink 1 or 2 beers.
They're making it laws where you can't drink when you want to. You have to wear a seatbelt when you're driving, and pretty soon we're going to be communist country.
All right. What did all those people have in common? Now, I'll give you a moment. They all kind of came from the same area. These are things that used to be normal. Now it is against the law. Sending your kids to the store to buy a pack of cigarettes. Oh, I used to do that for my dad all the time. Cindy said there could be 9 of us in the back of a giant Pontiac boat. 9. Molly says, why do people want to smack their kids? It does nothing. I disagree. So why is it that we had fewer problems way back when? Call me an old man and nostalgic, but we had so much more respect. There was a lot more respect. And I think there's a direct correlation. I don't know. Call me the old man. Call me stuck in my ways. But there's no better way to respect your elders than, you know, if you got a smack after you were being a dork, if you were being disrespectful. I mean, we have this discussion every few months, but it's still legal. Within the confines of the law and with, you know, no one is saying to haul off in the store and over the knee, pants around the ankles, paddle comes up. No one's saying that. And I can't remember, but I never did see that, even at school. But I did hear about it at school. I heard there were a lot of kids that came back from the principal's office with tears in their eyes. You know what? I'll tell you, I can only speak on my behalf, but I'll tell you right now, I did not want to get hauled off to the principal's office and come back with tears in my eyes. I did not want to be doing that. Quentin says, I remember Dad saying, don't play with the interior light. You get a ticket because it could cause an accident. I still say that. MJ says, my mom used to tell me that I could go pick my own switch off the willow tree. You could pick your punishment. You go out and you grab a stick that I'm going to smack you with. Holy cow. Cindy puts the shoe on the other foot. So I know kids that yell at their parents. Isn't that elder abuse? You know, that's the beauty of being a parent, right? Is when you get the blessing of being a parent, you get to decide as it should be. Now, those rules will change. I firmly believe for my children and grandchildren, the government will step in and say, listen, at age five, the kids get to do what they want. Parents, you are just there to basically make sure they're dressed for school and give them a little bit of food. Other than, and if you can't, the government will step in. I really think that's where it's going to go. But when I raised my kids, it was wonderful that we were able to raise them the best way we knew how. As most parents did. Growing up in the 80s and 90s was so great. It was great. And now it's just completely chaos. We could walk right up to an airplane to pick somebody up. You could walk right up onto the tarmac and pick. You know why? There was hardly any crime back then. We all just jumped in the back of pickup trucks. Oh, my God. If you got caught doing this now, oh, the big shit you'd be in. Oh, my God. Hey, if you want to jump in the back of a pickup truck and you need a loan to do that, see our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. Sunrise Credit Union with 19 area locations to serve you will get you in the pickup truck of your dreams. Yes, or any particular vehicle, because Sunrise Credit Union has got a great introductory offer, is 3.99%, the Ready, Set, Buy Wheels deal, only available at Sunrise Credit Union. It's the summer sweepstakes. Every $50 spent at co-op in the gas bar, food store, or home center gets you an entry to win big. Upload your receipt online to enter. Bonus entries with select products plus hidden codes in the store. There's a $50,000 grand prize, free groceries or gas for a year, free slushies for a year, tools and more. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. And our friends at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, proudly Canadian since 1909. The Boxing Week sale continues. Your chance to save up to 50% off living room furniture, select clearance mattresses, select beds, and select sofa beds. And other than the taxes and fees, don't pay till 2027. Leons.ca and at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. The first time we took our kids on a flight, there were ashtrays, and they asked, what are these? What are these? Are we supposed to put change in this thing? What is this for? That's an ashtray. MJ says, Mom left us in the car all the time without the seatbelts on. And then if we disrespected, we got a smack. They were good times. Smoking inside. Yeah, you don't see that anymore. I'm even surprised when you can stay in a hotel and they go, do you want smoking or non-smoking? I'm like, what? Really? You can smoke? Cindy says, you won't find an ashtray in any vehicle now. It's funny. I mean, I've never looked. Do they even have like the cigarette lighter in a car? Hey, if you need some supplements, if you need some vitamins, herbs, ready-to-consume remedies that are going to help you with something that is bothering you, you have got to see the great crew over at Headley's Health Hut. They're at 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM. They've also got local gift products, clean beauty, sugar-free and gluten-free foods. Headley's Health Hut is just an absolutely fantastic resource for all that stuff. Second Wednesday of each month is Win Back Wednesday, so that will be next Wednesday. You have the opportunity to win your purchase for free, so put that in your phone. Win Back Wednesday, a week today at Headley's Health Hut. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, and a great place to get all those fluids checked before your summer road trip, okay? And when you do get your oil changed, they make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands in Samaritan House while you wait, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And if you get hit by hail, or if you've got some scratches, dings, dents, you've got some stuff needed on your car that's TLC related, from car detailing to PD are paintless dent repair. They're MPI and SGI accredited. That means they'll take those insurance claims from both Manitoba and Saskatchewan. And you'll find them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. This is the hottest thing Gen Z is carrying around. 7 in 10 take this with them everywhere. And it's not their phone. They take it with them to the bathroom. They take it with them to bed. They take it with them to work. What do you think it is? And it's not a phone. I guess this is good if you're looking at getting some promotional items for your particular business. The water bottle. It's instead of a baby bottle, the Gen Zs are taking water bottles. Oh, man. They're taking them to work, to the gym, by their bed. They will spend roughly $30 on one if it's required. The average purchase price will be around $20. Of the 55% who see it as an accessory, they do so because it's from a brand they like, said 44%. One in three said it matches their outfit, the color. And one in three also say it's fantastic when it's personalized with my name. Other reasons for always carrying H2O include being sustainable and for their overall health. I don't have one. A fifth say bigger is better when it comes to water carriers, and a tenth even struggle to lift theirs because it's so big. Their water bottle is so big, 17% of Gen Zs can't even lift their water bottle. It's probably why you're at the gym to begin with. You need to work on those muscles so you can lift the water bottle. You know what? It's all about setting small goals. 55% set a daily goal. Over half of Gen Zs have a water goal. I think this is why they're able to survive. Because the rest of us have these big goals. We're trying to accomplish big things. And Gen Z's got it figured out. It's really about the small stuff. I'm going to drink lots of water today. Okay. Go take on the world, Bezos. See at the finish line. And the reality is that it's, I make fun of it, but it's true. And then they drink their water and they're able to take on the world and not go insane like the rest of us. It is the top reason. Staying hydrated, convenience, to save money, to avoid buying soda. That's a good one. You could save some money there. And also part of the list, about 15% said that I will feel anxious if I don't have my water bottle. I need my bottle. I need my water bottle. Or I will feel anxious. And finally, this morning, the empty seat takeover genius. This is pretty cool. If you've ever been on an airplane, how many times has this happened to you? Where you're sitting in your seats on the airplane, you're about to take off, you're about to back up from the gate, and you see a bunch of empty seats. And what happens? The stewardesses, you ask the stewardess, can I move to the empty seat? And they'll say, no, we have to make sure everybody is boarded first. Well, this particular mom came up with an excellent idea for a hack. So what she did is she went to the online booking reservation section of that particular airline and tried to get a last minute seat. So when she pulled up a diagram of the aircraft, she's able to tell which seats were available, which didn't sell. So she shows it to the airline stewards and they say, oh, okay, if you say so. And they were able to move. Now, they waited until the doors were closed to capture the seats, which I think that's the game changer. If you jumped into those seats while you were still waiting to push away, it might be a bigger deal. But some airlines have changed their policies regarding switching seats when flights are not fully booked. You used to be able to take any open seat in the cabin once the door is closed. It's not that way anymore. But airlines have used the excuse that somebody might be still to come to take that seat. However, once the door is closed and you're on the app and you're seeing that that seat is still for sale, yet the flight is about to leave, it's pretty much ironclad proof that no one's going to be sitting in that seat. I kind of like that hack. It's kind of genius. I need a water bottle. We'll have to get some Tyler Glenn Show water bottles for season 6 of the show. I'll have to get on that. Get some high quality water bottles. We'll be here. MJ's got the hammock, called the hammock. I'm upstairs watching the sun go down. Happy birthday, cute. And you guys have an awesome day. We'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of Food, Fun Places, and the Mayhem of Life. Have an awesome day, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.